This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, December 30, the Jesus Family. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 3. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, "He's possessed by Beelzebub. By the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." So Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house without first tying him up. Then he can plunder the strong man's house. Truly I tell you, people can be forgiven all their sins and every slander they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. They are guilty of an eternal sin. He said this because they were saying, "He has an impure spirit." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers." John 1, verse 12. To all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. I grew up in a large extended family. It's so large that I don't know all of my first cousins. Though most of us love our families, we know there can be times of making mistakes, hurting one another, and disagreeing with each other. When conflicts come up, we should try to resolve them. And when we need wisdom, it can help to be able to rely on the family of God, which can offer love and support as well. Today's episode took place early in Jesus' ministry. Jesus was attracting large crowds because of his teaching and healing. His family members had heard some reports, and they thought Jesus might be out of his mind, though he wasn't, of course. When he was told they'd come looking for him, he gave what might seem a surprising answer. Jesus began with a question, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" He was not disrespecting his biological family here. He used this as a teaching moment for all his listeners, including us. He pointed out a much larger and more important family, the family of God. Then he explained how to become part of this family. "Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus, God's Son, invites all of us into his family. And to all who receive him and believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God. Trust in Jesus today as your Lord and Savior, and you'll be part of his forever family. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for inviting us to become part of your everlasting family by trusting in Jesus as our Savior and Lord. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.